are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Hey.
Amazing.
I'm the scat man.
Holy moly.
Holy.
We got to redo it.
Yo, what?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what is up, Wickamania?
Wow, now we definitely have to redo it.
What's up, Shotties?
0 for 2.
Is up, Shotties? Welcome to another episode of Shots and Thoughts. If this is your first time ever listening, we got three segments, new segments, every episode, every week. And it's a lot of fun. All right. I don't know how else to explain it. We need to come up with a catchphrase or a tagline, but we just haven't yet. But we will.
We will. Maybe. Someday.
Who knows?
Three guys having segs. Segments.
Ooh.
Don't know. Don't know.
0 for 3.
We'll think about it. All right. All right. So what we're going to do is we're each going to roll a D20, which is a 20-sided dice that's going to pick who goes first? Who's going to present the first segment of the day?
All right.
So let's get to rolling.
Who's rolling? Rolling.
Ooh, 18.
Hey, boys. Leave some numbers for the rest of us.
Eight.
Wow.
You'll be
at 20.
Oh, 19.
Oh, 19.
Damn it.
Okay. You did not want to go first.
All right.
That's the opposite.
Let's fucking break this ice, man.
Yes, dude.
All right.
Chris with the first section, sex.
Oh. Yeah, dude, that's the new theme. Sex.
I think we should just change the name of the show to Segs.
Segs, dude, that'd be.
Three bros what? Having sex.
Having sex. All right. So I think the original name of this game is called Sparkle, and I think it involves usually more people.
Sick.
Okay, but it's gonna be just you two.
YouTube.
And the game is I'm gonna give you guys a word to spell, and you guys are gonna give one letter each on spelling it.
Okay.
So, for example, if it was cat, Sean would start off C, then you guess the next letter, so on and so forth.
All right.
I'm gonna tally how many of the letters you get wrong.
Okay.
And then whoever has the most for that word will have to take a swig of their drink.
Okay.
But if you guys spell it all correctly, you don't have to do it.
Okay.
Either
okay,
of you have
okay,
to do
okay.
It.
Sex.
That makes sense. Jesus. If you're wondering what we're drinking what we drank last episode, which is some screwballs.
Yeah.
Jeju.
Screwdriver.
What's a screwball? Is that the peanut butter one?
Yeah.
Butter whiskey. Yeah. This is Jeju orange juice and some vodka.
All right. I'm going to give you guys five words.
Easy.
We'll start off light. We'll start off light.
All right.
Your first word is... Oh, wait. Roll initiative. Let's see who goes first.
So 12? Nine.
All right. Sean, you're starting it off.
All right.
Okay. The word is... Maneuver.
Maneuver. M.
A.
N.
U.
E. Did I fuck that up? I might have fucked that up.
E.
R.
Oh, and then let me know when you're done.
So I don't think you. So, if somebody fucks up, do you
keep going?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. V.
What? We're not done? I'm done.
The word was maneuver.
R.
are.
We what? We got off. We fucked up somewhere. We fucked up somewhere. This was the easy one. Did I add an extra E? Yeah.
We done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, so it was Ryan first whenever you said, so you got it right, M-A-N, then you said U. It is spelled M-A-N-O-E-U-V-R-E.
Is that Owen Maneuver?
Yes.
Oh.
What the fuck? You goddamn bastard. That's not.
That's
British. Is it not?
Oh my God.
Am I tripping? That's how you spell maneuver for
that's
real?
That's how you spell maneuver. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I never spelled maneuver.
Welcome to English class.
Ain't oh no my way.
No way. All right.
All right. Here you go. I'll start with another E.
Is a maneuver also like just a straight up like a move?
Yeah. Like, oh, that was an aerial maneuver.
It ain't. Nah. Refuse to believe that's how it was.
All right. I'll go ahead and give you all another easy one.
All right. All right.
Another.
All right, so Ryan will take the lead on this one.
All right.
I have never in my life
yeah,
seen
Yeah, I've never seen that. That
never. Not once
that
in my life.
That was a new word. That was a new word in my 33 years of living.
Maneuver. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, so the game is you're going to continue to try to spell the word, even if you think you messed up.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, interesting. Okay, we'll cancel that one out.
That shit was British. I know.
Okay. All right. Your next word is connoisseur.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. You start.
C.
O.
N.
N.
O.
S.
I.
U. R. We did it.
All right. I will say Ryan had more wrong letters, but Sean started it off incorrectly.
Oh, there's not two N's.
Right after that O is an I.
What'd I say?
S.
N. Wait,
you went C-O-N-N-O-S.
No. Oh. Maybe. I'll trust you.
Wow.
All right, let's pick it up a notch.
Let's do it.
Conscientious.
It's crazy that we're kicking it up a notch when we haven't gotten one word right. Conscientious.
Yeah.
C-O-N-S-C-I. E.
N.
C.
I.
Oh.
U.
S. Conscientious, baby.
Dude, y'all were really close.
Fuck.
It's instead of a T, it was a C.
Oh, shit.
Did we say C?
Yeah, I said C. T.
Did we say T? Oh, you said T.
It's like conscience, conscience, right?
Yeah, conscience, but I take out the C and then it's T-I-O-U-S.
Mm. Oh, you didn't say T.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I didn't hear you say T.
Yeah.
We're
all right, so we're about even right now, and here's the last one to break the tie.
All right, here we go. Damn.
That's bad. Not one word. We've had three words. We can...
All right, here we go. Last and final word. Chiaroscurist. Years 1998.
You absolute bastard. You fucking bastard.
Chiaroscurist?
Mm-hmm.
This has to be something in fucking Harry Potter.
Chiaroscurist.
Would you like a definition?
Yes.
An artist who uses the arrangement or treatment of the light and dark parts in a pictorial work of art.
Chiaroscurist.
Yeah. Country of origin.
Country of origin. The word came from Italian, which formed it from a Latin word. Chiaro.
One more time. The word.
Chiaro. Wait, chiaroscurist.
Chiaro?
You're an absolute bastard.
Chiaroscurist.
Chiaroscurist.
Yeah.
Okay, who's starting?
Ryan.
Q.
Oh, really?
Did I fuck up?
I think so.
K.
Kios. Q. I mean, you could be right.
Q.
Q just is not where I would have went. But if you're rocking with Q, I'll rock with Q. Motherfucking you.
Hey, he knows the rule. You always follows Q. All right. Hey, right on, right on.
I don't think we're on the right track, brother. I'll tell you that much. We've committed. We've committed to the Q, brother.
All right. Q-U-K-R. K-R.
R. Help me help you.
Okay, Q. We have Q.
U.
U.
I.
R.
R.
Queer.
This is so wrong. We are not even fucking close.
I just farted three times.
God damn it.
All right. Q U I R O
S. I swear to God, if you say Q, oh no.
What did you say?
I said don't say Q.
Oh,
Sean said S.
Oh, I said S, yeah. We're a Q, U, I, R. Is that what we said?
Yeah.
And then I again?
Yeah. Wait.
No, he didn't say I yet.
Oh, I said R just now.
R.
Right.
Two R?
Wait, I don't know. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, R was the last.
Q, U, I, R, S?
One more time. What's the word? Wait.
Chiaroscurist.
Chiaro.
Chiaroscurist.
Q-R-S. Q-R-S.
Pronounced chiaroscurist.
Damn, bro. We're missing something.
We're missing something. I don't think that S was the right move, brother.
Dude.
I'm going to go S.
Okay. Q-U-I-R. You said... I said S?
No. Yes, you said S.
I fucked that up.
Yeah, you fucked that up. I'm gonna go S.
Okay.
I think there was a missing letter in there, and then it goes to S.
Okay.
Someone said R. So if it was Q, U,
I,
R. You said S.
S. Okay.
I fucked up.
And then I'm saying S.
Yeah. So two S's.
Yeah.
Copy.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
This is so fucked.
Damn, there's no O in there. Should I put the O in now?
Yeah, I think you should have put the O in last time. You should have put the O in last time, brother.
Okay. C.
Okay.
U.
I.
R.
O,
U,
S.
Yeah, fucking.
Just end it.
Chiaroscurist, or whatever the fuck you made it.
Oh my god! So you both had the same amount of incorrect letters again. So fuck it.
Wow. How do you spell that word?
All right, it is spelled C H I A R O S-C-U-R-I-S-T.
Now, in what world did you expect us? Ryan and I, of all people.
It was the perfect game.
God damn it.
Wow.
Well, glad we knocked that shit out of the way.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
That was gross.
All right. Next segment.
All right.
Seg. We're not making that a thing. All right. We got athlete or AI.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh, man.
So I have 10 athletes here. Okay. And then you guys will tell me if they're real athletes or AI.
Okay. Or from the Key and Peele skit.
Or the Key and Peele skit. So I will say this. I've divided it up. Chris, every name I read to you will either be AI or an NFL player. Ryan, every name I read to you will either be AI or a professional wrestler.
Oh, shit. You think I'm evil?
if you give up, take a sip. And I guess the other opponent will get the point.
Okay.
Well, if they guess it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So all I guess right, I'll ask go. Both of you the question, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's a wrestler, then
Ryan gets priority. Ryan,
yeah. Ryan gets priority. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan.
All right.
The first name, Santino Marella, wrestler or AI?
I'm going to go with wrestler.
Wrestler?
Yeah.
Chris, what are you thinking?
I think that's a wrestler.
Correct. One point each, baby.
Wow.
Chris.
All right. I think you know more about wrestling than I do. NFL. Okay. All right, let's go.
NFL player or AI? Alex Whitmore.
Sure. NFL player.
Ryan.
I don't think so.
Ryan is correct.
Ah, damn.
I guess just memorize how many you get wrong. All right. So far, Chris is the only one that has one wrong one.
There's got to be one in there, no?
Yeah. All right. Ryan, wrestler or AI?
All right.
Dakota Hammerstone.
I feel like I've heard that before. I'm going to go AI.
AI. Chris.
I do not know, so I'm going to go AI.
Correct.
Ooh.
Good stuff,
pretty
Ryan.
Good, pretty good. All right. Chris, NFL player or AI? Jarrell Casey.
Sounds my real to me, bro.
Jarrell Casey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go real.
Ryan?
I'm going to go AI.
The game has now tied up as Ryan has lost a point.
So you
guys, he is a real NFL player.
Damn.
You guys are each at an L. All right, Ryan, wrestler or AI? Swerve Strickland.
I'm going to go real.
Chris.
I'm going to go real.
Correct. Ryan knows wrestling. You're
Ryan
right.
Ryan knows wrestling.
I don't know who knows wrestling. Bro.
I don't know any of these people.
All right, Chris. NFL player or AI? Cameron Quinn.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go AI.
I'll go AI.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Tie game.
So
still.
Lucky. Okay.
All right, Ryan. Wrestler or AI? Bron Breakker.
I go AI.
Chris.
That one is tough. Because I don't really know. That name just sounds completely made up. But I'm going to go real.
Chris has taken the lead.
What?
Bron Breakker, the son of Scott Steiner. Do y'all remember?
Oh, really?
The Steiner brothers.
All I know is Steiner Math.
Nope.
That's the brother. So he's the uncle.
Oh, okay.
That guy's the uncle to Bron Breakker.
Wow.
All right, Chris, NFL player or AI? Owen Daniels.
I'm going to go real. I have no idea, though.
Ryan.
I'll go real.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
The last wrestler. Wrestler or AI? Ryan. Griff Edwards.
AI.
Chris.
Oh, shit. AI? I don't know.
Correct.
Wow. I thought that was like a indie guy or something.
Damn. Yeah. Griff
Edwards. That was a mix between Griff Garrison and what's his name? Eddie Edwards.
Wow. Who are these people?
Yeah. Why do I know this? All right, Chris, last NFL player.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If you get this one wrong, then the game ends on a tie.
Okay.
All right. Shane Leckler.
Leckler?
Mm-hmm.
That dude's real for sure.
Ryan.
AI.
Ryan has lost the game down by two.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn it.
Chris knows his NFL players. Dude, what can we say?
Did
I give hints? Was it were things? What were the hints on if it was real or not?
I had zero clue.
This was just all correct guesses?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had zero. I just imagined that I saw Leckler on a jersey one time, and that's what made me think it was real.
I was thinking if Shane was a real name. I've seen Leckler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what I should have done. I should have given y'all like all Texans' last names. Oh. And just fucked up the first names.
Dang, that would have been.
That would have fucked you up.
That would have been hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I fucked up.
No, that was good. That was good.
Thought you were being sneaky, so I said AI.
Mm. Yeah. You got pretty much all the wrestlers except Bron Breakker.
Sounds fake.
It does.
It does.
Fake.
Yeah,
it's a terrible name.
Even when I like see posts, I'm like, that's not real.
Yeah. All right. Last segment of the day,
good
Ryan.
Good shit, guys.
Nice. All right. I found this post on TikTok. It's by the, I guess the account. It's called at qminds.bookstore.ke. It has 312k followers, and this post, this is just a discussion. It's not really a game. It says, the most useful life advice I've found in 2023 for this person.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
All right.
So there's, I think, 10 things. We can talk about what you think about it, if you knew it, if you have just anything to say. Okay.
All right.
It's kind of weird. Not kind of weird things, but like it's different things, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the start of the post of the most useful life advice I've found in 2023. I have no idea what this person's age is, just what they found.
It's a list of like 10 things?
10 things, okay, yeah. Cool. Okay. All right. So number one is invest in long-term possessions. Anything you use for 1,000 plus hours is worth spending good money on. Mattress, pillow, shoes, office chair, phone. You'll thank yourself later. What do y'all
interesting
think?
Yeah,
I agree with that. I feel like I've done that with like wardrobe this year.
Yeah,
I bought expensive things, but then there are things like genuine leather belts or things like that.
Yeah,
like
the buy less, wear longer.
Yeah,
I feel like
nicer jackets.
When did like, and I'm gonna be asking like kind of like leading questions, right? Just kind of like carry on a discussion throughout my segment. And like, when do you feel like your style? I'm just going off what you said, right? Because you feel like you connected this with through clothing, right? When do you feel like your style has like changed? Because I've seen both of y'all style kind of like adapt and grow, and kind of like what staples have kept held on from the past.
Like, I think I know every stage. So, like, you're talking about most recent drastic change.
Yeah,
I can name mine.
I think mine's only just baggier pants.
and that could be it, you know. Like,
and the baggier pants have made me buy, I guess baggier tops too, because, you know, my body type doesn't pull off that small shirt, baggy pant vibe, even though that is a look. So yeah, that's the thing. And then also, I guess, I don't know. I see like just people I see on TikTok sometimes, I'm just like, oh, they dress cool.
Yeah.
And then I'll pick up like maybe like one or two things that I can like translate to what I already have in my wardrobe without having to like change everything.
Yeah. I know that's been a big thing. Like people repurposing old shirts, like cropping the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to our homie Tuan. You know, he's kind of pioneered that the new trend of like casual, like formal slash like I don't know what the term is.
Yeah, it's like a camp collar button down with like loose.
I've heard it be called a mature core.
Mature core. Yeah. Okay,
I can see that. It's it's pretty much like how adult TikTok fashion tells you to dress.
Yeah,
is that kind of? I feel like, or at least that's what my algo tells me how to dress.
Nice. Anything else? Like as far as like, so they listed several different things like mattress, pillows, shoes, office chair. You feel yourself buying more quality over like,
yeah,
taking the cheaper way.
Like on Black Friday, we bought like bed sheets and stuff.
Nice.
And you're like, okay, well, we might as well, we're going to be sleeping on it every night. We might as well buy like nicer ones as opposed to just like Amazon basics or whatever.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. Number two, practice quotation marks, positive gossip. Make a habit of praising people when they're not around. This is one of the fastest ways to foster a positive work / social environment.
Hmm.
What do y'all think? Y'all do this?
Yeah.
I like rarely ever bring up, like my conversations never start off negative. If I do get in a conversation in which the subject is pertained to in a negative sense, it's always someone talking to me about it. But like, I don't think I ever really am like, oh, did you hear about this guy? He fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Kind mm-hmm. of thing. And if I do that, it's like in a joking manner. So yeah, I just don't find a reason to truly, truly slander anybody.
Yeah.
Just don't think it generates anything positive.
Yeah. No, I feel like when I saw this, and granted, dude, to be honest, I saw this post in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just looking at old TikToks of like, what segment games can we play today? Then I saw this. I was like, oh, you know what? Let's try to have a discussion today. Just when I read this again, when I read this list, it said, I haven't read this post since I saved it in August.
Mm.
And I think y'all too, you know, it's not that I like, it's kind of weird saying gossip, but you know, I love talking about y'all because I know y'all, you know, oh, I always say, oh, you know, Chris got a new job, or like, dude, Sean's killing it with this podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just know I'm always talking about y'all in like good light, and I admire what y'all do, you know?
Oh, thanks, man. Y'all, same.
Y'all should know that. Number three, this one's a little different. Watch stand-up comedy. Want to be funnier? Surround yourself with funny people. Spend 30 minutes each day watching / listening to comedy, and you'll start to understand the art of making people laugh.
I think that's interesting. Because sometimes, like, I'll hear comedians say just, like, awful things, but it's the way it's presented. Like, they'll say something awful and then be like, but I'm a terrible person. It's just the storytelling aspect of it kind of makes it work. Because then there's a bunch of, like, unfunny people who just say the
thing just to be like edgy.
Yeah, just to say it, but then they didn't like
set it up.
Yeah, they didn't set it up correctly to where like, okay, the audience knows like it's like okay to laugh at this.
Yeah.
Not how you really feel, or if that is how you feel, you know that it makes you a bad person.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the It's Always Sunny thing for me. It's like that's a show where every character is just fucking downright the fucking devil. You know what I mean? They're all terrible. But that's part of the joke, is that you know that they're terrible. They never present themselves as a hero.
Yeah.
As opposed to like edgelord comedy where they're like, am I fucking right? Women suck, dude.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Because that's how I feel about like Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't sat down and watched this whole special. I just see TikToks. I see the ones that are like The ones that got him kicked off of SNL before he got on SNL.
Yeah.
Like, what? Really?
Yeah. He just like a crazy Asian accent. Just.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, it was Asian accent, I think. And then it was just in like peak, like a Stop Asian Hate.
Wow.
Is when he got cast. Uh-huh. So everybody was just like, oh, bad luck. And then they fired him.
Yeah.
But I will say his jokes are pretty funny.
Dude.
He definitely says some like. Some things where you're like, I don't know about that one.
He straddles the line.
He straddles the line pretty. It's kind of like Theo Vaughn. We're like,
yeah.
Should we like this guy or not? You know what I mean?
I do find Shane Gillis, like his jokes, like they definitely like straddle the line of like, oh, like that could really go wrong. But he sets it up. Like, I don't know. The way he sets it up, kind of what you're saying. It lessens the blow.
Yeah, because he'll be like, yeah, sometimes I'll be hanging out with my super racist dad and he'll say blah, blah, blah. And it's just like an outrageous, like racial joke.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, but I didn't say it. That was my dad, guys. Things like that. Or he'll be like, there was one that I was laughing at where he was like, oh yeah, like I really like history. And he was like, just a fair warning, liking history is like early onset Republican.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, you think your dad wanted to be a Republican?
Yeah.
It kind of just happened over time to where they're just like watching the TV and be like, does everyone in a commercial have to be colored? And I was like, okay, like just the punchline is bad. But like if you set it up in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it work.
Always also like adding on to that, I always think it's funny whenever you see Drewski and Theo Vaughn interactions.
God,
like,
those are so funny.
Yeah. And like Drewski's always trying to like egg Theo Vaughn on. And like Theo Vaughn is so good at like delivering a response that's kind of like, I know what you did there, you know, type thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been funny.
I think it's like, it's very hard to decipher, but when you know that the comedian knows that his joke is a joke, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Which is what y'all are saying. Like the joke is meant to be a joke and they mean nothing by it. But then of course there are, you know, I guess that's like why it became so a thing was people would get to a point where those jokes were taken as like, oh, this is my in to make fun of this culture or these people. So that's of course the fucking line is that I guess like people are stupid.
It's like almost I don't know, like weaponized to like they joked about it, now I can, you know.
Which is shitty. But
okay, number four, quotation marks, watering holes to build habits. Okay, want to start a habit? Set it up at a place you congregate daily. Work desk, nightstand, kitchen table. Your watering holes. An example, if you want to take a multivitamin daily, don't hide them in the cupboard. Instead, put them on top of the coffee maker that you use every day.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do that with my fucking fish oil pills because I never take it. And then now I just have it like right by my like nightstand.
Oh, yeah.
So like as soon as I go to bed, I'm like, oh, shit. And then I've started leaving the water bottle there. So I'm like, I truly have no.
Yeah.
No I excuse. Truly have no excuse not to fucking take these fish oil pills.
There you go.
So, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. That makes sense.
I know.
That's some good advice.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Like in simple, supply chain? Easy. When I was in school, one of my supply chain.
How long ago was that?
Wow. Relax. Relax.
Back when I was in college, I went to a supply. One of my courses was like a supply chain. I forget if it's like introduction or like process improvement. And it's a similar thing where he would like, oh, I don't have all my, you know, mixing things together in my kitchen. Yeah. I have like all my, you know, I have like set dishes that I make every time. So I have like a pancake area.
Yeah.
So it's not just the batter, but I have like my mixer, everything in like one spot. I have my something else area. Now, if you're cooking a lot, that's probably not the best thing. But if you're cooking the same shit all the time,
yeah,
it made sense. Another thing he did.
Single?
I think he had kids, a wife and kids.
Oh.
Dang, and you can help. Damn.
And then he had a closet where he had like a what is it? The metal clothespin? Okay. What I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
He would put a clothespin on his shirts, like his shirts in the morning, and that would tell him what to wear. And then if he didn't want to wear it, he would put another clothespin on it. And then, like, he was like, if things get, like, three clothespins, that means I've passed it on three times, time to donate it.
Wow.
Holy crap.
And I was like, he was like, my closet is always efficient. And he was like, he was very, like, peak efficiency, save time. Like, that was, like, his whole vibe.
Oh, okay.
Like, processing.
You know, it works for some.
You know, like, me not having, like, 99% of my clothes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, it's been, like, very easy, like, getting mm-hmm. ready. And also kind of, like, it's gotten, I don't want to say it's gotten frustrating, but it's kind of, like, it's kind of getting to the point where the my rotation is not bringing me joy. Because I've been wearing it for the past, like, 5-6 months now. 5 months. Wait, May, June, July, August.
August.
September, October, November, December. Oh, shit. 7 months. Dude, damn. I've been wearing the same clothes 7 months.
Oh, yeah, because it's the same clothes you brought to Asia.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, but I don't know. I saw an article saying that you only wear 15% of your clothes.
That makes total sense.
For sure.
Yeah. And when you think about it, like, it's all that Marie Kondo thing. It's like, does this bring me joy?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the, like, I've always thought this about, like, fashion. It's just, like, an endless cycle mm-hmm. because there's always that something new, like, flashy, like, in mm-hmm. in article. And just, like, I feel like that's what Nikki, she's always trying to tell me, like, I need to get staples, you know, like,
yeah. So, like, there's the whole thing of, like, if you're, it becomes a cycle kind of whenever you are following, like, quote unquote fashion trends, right?
Yeah.
You think you need to keep up. But then what I've learned is if there's kind of like a lifestyle or that like interests you, and that like fits within your lifestyle and like clothes that makes you comfortable, then like you don't keep up with that.
Yeah.
So like, for example, like me getting in more into like, I don't really know like the right, like, what's it called? Like city boy fashion and like Japanese Americana type style. Like getting, it makes shopping easier too, because I just know like, okay, this is the style that I like. I have no reason to look anywhere else.
Yeah.
I just need to find pieces from this. Right.
Exactly.
So then it's like, you know, you'll get pieces that fit your style and then you kind of work your way to the higher end pieces in that type of style.
Yeah.
And then those become like, you know, your pieces that you'll wear longer, so you'll buy less. Okay. Because you're investing in those pieces, right?
Yeah.
So for example, like you know, a good pair of like raw denim. Like you can say like, oh, I could buy jeans, you know, at Walmart or whatever. But then, you know, those are gonna wear out or whatever. So like that's why investing in a good pair of jeans, you know, is always worth it, in my opinion. Yeah, but like, say like an example of like, because like you're like a big like traveler, right? So like, I guess you can kind of look into like the corpcore kind of like essence.
Yeah.
Because, or like maybe like, let's say tech wear. So those are going to be kind of like pieces that you can invest in, because like, these are going to be like really breathable, really like multifaceted pockets, which, you know, might help whenever you're on hikes and stuff, or just like the fabrics might be like, you know, more moisture wicking and things like that. So it's like, you know, whenever you kind of like have this lifestyle, you kind of like find the pieces that fit that, and then you kind of rotate within that lifestyle, which is like kind of what's made, which is what's kind of like, cause I used to love shopping. I was like, oh dude, like I can, you know, cop that because I think it'll look good with like these shoes, blah, blah. And then now it's just like more peaceful, like you know, going shopping. Like, oh, I like that. I like how that looks, but it doesn't work for like what I'm trying to portray on me. So it's just saved me a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
I think that's something I don't do, and that I think that's why like my style is, I don't know if I have a style. I have like clothes that I wear, but then like one day I would like this, like, I don't know, like leopard print, like shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then like all of a sudden the next day I'd just wear like, you know, a field all black or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I feel like sometimes my style can be muted, but then when I add in like this one piece that's kind of like out there.
Yeah.
I think that's where like Nikki tells me like those pieces, like they get remembered, you know, and then you mm-hmm. don't want to wear them again. And I think that's an issue that I have where like, say I'd have something like loud and rememberable
mm-hmm.
and then I can't really like, it's not that I can't wear it again. It's just like, I have yeah. to like wait some time again to like bring it back out type thing. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's cool that you suggested that. I like that, but it's not fitting my like lifestyle look right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just like kind of, I don't know. But yeah, just find something that fits you, interests you, and then, you know,
cool.
piece it together.
Let's do, I'm going to read through a couple others. The personal user manual. This is just, this person wrote a brief document outlining how people can best work with you. You know, communication preferences, work style, strengths and weaknesses. Number 6 is use inversion thinking. All I want to know is where I'm going to die, so I'll never go there. Said by Charlie Munger, who recently died. He said, rather than focusing on the actions required for success, consider what would lead to failure and avoid it. So essentially work backwards.
That's profound.
Yeah. So minimizing stupidity will get you far in life. Number 7 is the HALT method for decisions. Before making an important decision, ask, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired?
That's a good point.
If you answer yes to any of them, mm-hmm. address it before making your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, the next morning rule.
What a burger, dude. Happened to me today. I almost was like, fuck, dude. Should I just get it?
The next morning rule. When someone invites you to do something at a future time, ask yourself, would I do this if it was tomorrow morning?
Whoa. Really?
That's what this person...
Say it again?
So they said, this is the next morning rule. When someone invites you to do something at a future time, ask yourself, would I do this if it was tomorrow morning?
That's huge. That's very interesting. That's a very interesting perspective on that.
Yeah. Just like valuing your time.
Yeah. Would I want to do this tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Sometimes I get stuck in that way where like I feel like I take away time from quality time with Nikki. When it's someone like when the chat group pops off,
mm-hmm.
I want to like answer right away or I want to just get in there. But then I realize like that doesn't require my time. You know, like I can respond to this anytime else.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's along with like hanging out and stuff like that. But number 9 is use pattern interrupt questions. Autopilot question is how are you? Lead to autopilot
answers.
Lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really interested.
Lead to autopilot response is good. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want better connections, ask better questions. What are you excited about right now? Or what's the best thing that happened today?
Interesting.
Yeah. So more descriptive questions and more open-ended. And number 10 is tips to make healthy eating easy. Number 1. Hello? Number 1 is invest in some good hot sauce.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hot sauce goes a long way on making good bad shit taste good.
Yeah.
Number 2, dark chocolate, 85% plus. Is an amazing snack. Okay, number 3, sparkling water is a great replacement for soda. Have y'all got there yet?
I have.
Oh, I'm there. Brother. I'm in there like swimwear. Number 4,
it's so expensive though.
What?
Like sparkling water, like to buy like a case of sparkling water.
Yeah, you just got, for me, I just bounce back to what's on sale.
Oh, really?
I just go like, I try and stick to like the higher end brands, but then like if they're not on sale, then I'll have to go like the.
Mm-hmm.
Store brand?
Yeah.
Okay. Think about that.
And then, okay, number 4 is eat lots of fruit, nourishing and hydrating.
Okay. Okay.
And number five, never shop when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fucking fact.
And that's my list of 10 things most useful life I found in 2023.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Insightful. Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all, shot-ails.
Yeah. If you want more shots and thoughts, all the links are down below to all our social media. If you want to help the show out, share it with a friend or give us a review and a rating.
Yeah, let us know in the comments or DM us if you like this new format that we're doing.
If you missed the old format.
Yeah, if you missed the old format. If you missed the old Kanye, let us know.
We all do.
Oh, man.
All right.
Kanye. Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Later, shotty.
Bye.
Bye.
Arf.
Thank you.